The dramatic saga of who's going to be picking up trash in the French Quarter has captured the local media, and people are hanging on each story to find out just what is up between the mayor, the city council, the contractors, and it's become quite the circus of news coverage. But to folks who live in the French Quarter, it raises serious questions about what kind of trash collection they're going to get. Is there going to be lemony-scented soap being sprayed to clean the sidewalks and streets? And what's the future for their quality of life? Glade Bilby joins us now, president of French Quarter Citizens, board member of the French Quarter Management District. And Glade, while many of us are just on the sidelines observing this, you're living it. And obviously, for those of us who like to visit, play in, eat, drink in, and have fun in the French Quarter, it's a major issue as well, isn't it?
It is. Good morning. Hot morning. And we are on the front lines. You're exactly right. So we're hoping some resolution to this problem it comes up soon.
Well, here we are on July 23rd, and as of August 1st, the current contract with IV Waste is apparently up, or is it? We asked the city council who's going to be picking up trash in the French Quarter and the CBD after August 1st, and we were told, ask the mayor's office. We asked the mayor's office, and all we get is a statement that talks about their dedication to a clean city and that this will be decided in the courts, but we're only, what, 9-10 days away. Do you have a real idea of who's going to be picking up trash and whether or not someone's going to be cleaning the streets in the French Quarter after August 1st?
Well, I have to tell you, it is a little bit complicated. It would have been easier if we had allowed the current contractor, IV Waste, to continue with the emergency contract, which was for 1 year, to play out to the end of, I think, December 23rd. Instead, we have all these machinations of emergency contract and awarding to other people and rescission. And I don't think we're going to have companies picking up trash, that's for sure. Hopefully that there's a continuation of IV Waste, certainly into the legal aspects of this, both from a private citizen and from what there's a suspense of appeal in place right now with IV Waste and Henry Consulting. So hopefully we'll continue with IV Waste as this gets sorted out.
Well, we have until August 1st for it to get sorted out. What happens after that remains unclear. What is the status of this in the courts, and how do the ongoing lawsuits and expected hearings impact who's going to be picking up the trash?
Well, whoever's kept up with this puzzle, there's two. There's one that's in suspense of appeal for the contract that is, I think, headed toward the Fourth Circuit Court of Appeal. And then there's another one that's going to be heard today. You've heard from the private citizens in Judge Sidney Cates' court. So depending upon the outcome of that, it may be a temporary restraining order to moving forward with this contract. Now, French Quarter Management District has put out an RFP and selected IV Waste. You read that in the paper, and we're going to ratify that at a board meeting. So barring anything else, pursuant to the Senate legislature that was passed this past session, we will be able to contract ourselves for IV Waste for the French Quarter, not the DDD, but for the French Quarter.
Yeah, but even if the French Quarter Management District does select and ratify IV Waste, isn't that only if the city fails to select a contractor under the state law that was passed in this last session?
You are correct. If there isn't a legal contract in place, and right now there isn't one. So we're going on the assumption that there won't be one in the next 9 days, and we're continuing forward for what will be best for the quarter and the city.
Ah, so many questions, so few answers, and the bouncing ball continues as we talk to Glade Bilby. When we come back after this, I'm going to ask him about what the French Quarter feels and what the general sentiment is there, and if he knows why the mayor seems so intent on giving the contract to Henry when it feels like most of the French Quarter wants IV Waste. We'll continue the conversation with Glade Bilby after we check on WWL traffic. 7:24, Dave Cohen in for Tommy Tucker, talking with Glade Bilby, president of French Quarter Citizens. And Glade, it seems like every organization from the French Quarter we've talked to, whether it's yours or one representing businesses or any of the others, seem to be advocating for IV waste to continue to pick up the trash and spray their lemony-scented soap on the streets and keep the French Quarter clean. Is there anyone advocating for Henry Consulting other than the mayor's office that you're aware of? And if not, why not?
No, there's nobody. And I tell people, come see for yourself. Come see what the quarter looks like now. It's never been cleaner, and that's what you're seeing, and that's what you're feeling, and that's what we want to continue with. Now that we know something can be done well, we want it to continue to be done well to the same sort of standards that we have now, that we know can happen. And so it's amazing that this entire thing is very confused. And I have to tell you that a lot of people are spending energy trying to make sure that the quarter is clean, that we're doing what's best for the city, which the economic engine of a lot of this region is. And it's unfortunate that we're spending a lot of negative time when we could be using the time more productive to do something. So we would love to keep the conditions of the quarter, and that's by virtue of IV waste.
Have you been able to get a feel for, and given that you are a proponent of IV waste, you want IV waste to keep the contract, but have you gotten any answers from the mayor's office as to why they keep advocating so decisively for Henry Consulting to take over? Do we have any idea why this controversy even exists in the first place?
No, we could have our own set of conspiracy theories if you want to go down that route. But I think if anyone looked at the hearing Monday at the city council, you saw the three top people from sanitation, the operations, and the administrative chief administrative officer. They were kind of confused. They were saying that Henry Consulting's not ready. They were saying one day we're going to have a rescission of the emergency contract, and the next day we're going to go back and continue with Henry Consulting. So I think the entire thing is very confusing. And to the average person, they go, what the heck is going on down there? And that's where we all are. I mean, no, there's no real answer as to why and who is pushing for Henry Consulting other than the mayor's office.
Yeah, and it's just sad when any time, regardless of the players or the situations, when there's some political or personal fight unfolding in the very public eye that we don't necessarily understand, but people like you, people who live, people who work, people who play, people who visit the French Quarter, really seem to be caught in the middle of what is either a political or personal fight that's going on between the mayor and the city council and pretty much everybody else involved.
Right. And I kind of look at it like if it ain't broke, don't fix it. And we're in that situation, especially when we have a fiscal crunch in the city to want to have a contract that is $2.1 million more than what we're getting now. Really doesn't make any sense any way you look at it.
Glade Bilby, anything else you want to share with us as we await today's court hearing, see what happens at the appellate level?
No, Dave, thanks for the opportunity to talk about these things and bring it up. And let's just have common sense prevail and do what's right for the French Quarter, the citizens and the businesses, and the 19 million tourists that come here every year. That's the important thing.
Glade Bilby, thank you so much for joining us. I know we'll be talking to you again as this continues to unfold here on WWL. I'm Dave Cohen in for Tommy Tucker. I will say this, folks, as we now let Glade get out of the conversation, there's 171 days left till LaToya Cantrell is no longer the mayor of the city of New Orleans. We have an election coming up on October 11th for the voters of New Orleans to pick the next mayor. God, I hope this is one of many cautionary tales that make the voters of New Orleans seriously consider who they want to be the next mayor, and that they select someone, whoever it is, that's going to stop with this politics of personal attacks, of creating controversies where there are none, we're creating problems where they don't have to be. And God, please, let us get someone in office who's going to work for all of the people of the city of New Orleans in an effort to make it a better, happier, and more successful city. Because we can't stand much more of this crappy personal and political agendas that unfold before our eyes. Coming up after the news, we're talking Saints training camp with Mike Haas here on WWL. Yeah, the Saints are coming today back to practice at training camp in Metairie. Fans already lined up ahead of the opening of the gates, waiting for hours to get in to see the black and gold practice for the first time in the new era of Saints football. Joining us to find out what that new era may look like is the voice of your New Orleans Saints, Mike Haas. Morning, Mike.
Good morning, David. How are you?
I'm doing well. Hope springs eternal for some in the black and gold because they are already out there just chomping at the bit to see the Saints practice today as we now get the new era underway of Saints football. Your thoughts?
Well, we began with an excessive heat warning with temperatures that will feel possibly around 114 with rain chances increasing through Friday. So, yeah, it feels like the start of training camp. Unbelievable. That's going to be something to deal with. Tough for the fans, tough for the players. So, you know, I think if they went to any of the mini camp, they didn't go to OTAs, but it's going to be an evolution. And I probably said this during mini camp. It's going to look a lot like mini camp. They're going to be in shells and helmets. There's no, you know, tackling, no hitting, no full pads until Monday. But it's real, right? I mean, it's a step in the right direction. And, you know, it is going to be a daily dissection focus, hyper focus on what the quarterbacks do, right? That'll be the first, what the quarterbacks do. And so, but this begins the evaluation process. We spent a lot of time yesterday talking to Kellen Moore and Mickey Loomis, and it was more
Saints coach and general manager,
right? Expectations versus aspirations. A lot of the questions started as expectations and ended, well, these are our aspirations, and there's a lot, you know, a lot going on with this football team, and I think the evaluation process will be actually more challenging this time because there's no combined practices. It's just mano a mano with your guys, 11 practices in Metairie, then California. And so I think you'd love to see some separation at the quarterback position prior to these preseason games. I just don't think you're going to get it because it's your guys against your guys. And they, you know, they know each other. They've been doing the same thing since OTAs and minicamps. So it's interesting, but there's certainly a lot of other positions to look at beyond quarterback. I just kind of know what it's going to be like, you know, in the next, you know, 11 practices with, you know, how the quarterbacks do.
You know, you talk about expectations versus aspirations. We've seen a lot of teams in this era of free agency and parity in the NFL be able to go from worst to first, but we've seen others who slowly build and improve over years before they become a contender. What does your gut tell you in terms of this Saints team? Do they have the ability with a new coach, going to have a new quarterback, and a lot of new players and a lot of other positions, especially along the offensive line and now in the defensive backfield, does this team have the makeup to be one of those sudden turnaround teams like maybe the Washington Commanders and go from worst to first really overnight?
Well, I think they have the ability. It's hard to say if they have the talent right now. I mean, you just don't know. But the fact of the matter is, and despite the fact that the Tampa Bay Buccaneers have won the division 4 straight years, it isn't like it's been, you know, they were 13-4, right? I mean, it's been 9-8, 10-7, 8-9. I mean, it's been a brutal division. And so I don't think you have to be world beaters to be in contention with your division. That's the way it's been the last 4 years. As poorly as the Saints have played, they've been in this kind of conversation in the division until very late in the season. So I think that's goal one. So can they go worst to first in the division? Yeah. Are they going to be worse? Now, the NFC East last year with Washington and Philadelphia, so certainly a much better division. But yes, I feel like this team will be, can be in contention enough to be a factor in the NFC South, because I don't care that Tampa's won it four straight years. Atlanta was right there last year, could have won it, probably should have won it, because the Saints should have beaten Tampa, and Atlanta was going to beat Carolina. So yeah, I think that it's possible because of the division, because the schedule they play. This is what the NFL does. You know, you play a last place schedule. It's what you do with that. But yeah, they can be clearly in contention in a division that's been typically up for grabs, you know, since the Saints won it in 2020.
We're talking with Mike Haas, the voice of the Saints, as the Black and Gold begin their first training camp practice of the new era today out on Airline. When we come back, I'll get him to make a prediction, if he can, of who will be the starting quarterback when the Saints start playing games that matter this season here in New Orleans. We'll continue the conversation with Mike Haas also. He mentioned several other positions up for grabs. What key battles is he watching through training camp as we wait to see what this team can do in this season? I'm Dave Cohen in for Tommy Tucker. Back with Mike Haas after this WWL traffic.